With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Amazon reaching a historic $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which said the online giant tricked customers into signing up for its Prime memberships and made it difficult to cancel after they did so. The Seattle company will pay $1 billion in civil penalties, the largest fine in FTC history, and $1.5 billion will be paid to consumers who were unintentionally enrolled in Prime or were deterred from canceling their subscriptions. Did former National Security Advisor John Bolton have government papers in his possession in violation of the law?
According to court filings unsealed this week, multiple documents seized by federal agents from the office of former National Security Advisor John Bolton are labeled classified, confidential, and secret, and appear to be about weapons of mass destruction, national strategic communication, and the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Many of the documents contain partial or full redactions.
That's correspondent Donna Warder. Bolton's attorney said many of the documents were decades old, dating from Bolton's years in prior government positions. The Nation of Denmark reports suspicious drones over four different airports within its airspace last night.
The Danish defense minister says it appears a professional actor was behind the systematic flights overnight Wednesday into Thursday. He called the incidents a hybrid attack because the flights all occurred within roughly the same time frame. Authorities say it was not immediately clear who was behind the incidents, but there is no danger to the public. A similar incident at Copenhagen Airport grounded flights for hours on Monday night, prompting concerns that Russia could be behind it. I'm Karen Shamas.
All three major indexes are in the red, the Dow dropping 196 points. This is SRN News. Doctors are urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew has delivered a wide-ranging speech to the Council on Foreign Relations, in which he applauded the United States constitutional system of checks and balances. But he also warned against excluding faith from the public square, citing George Washington's statement that religion and morality are indispensable to good government. Bartholomew has been visiting the U.S. this month. This is SRN News. NVIDIA's latest deal comes after announcing last week it was investing $5 billion in fellow chipmaker Intel, which has struggled to keep up with the frenzied demand for artificial intelligence.
It's part of a partnership that will see NVIDIA supplying 10 gigawatts of data center computing power to OpenAI. Now, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, says this is on top of previously announced infrastructure projects. NVIDIA, of course, is best known for its GPU chips, which are prized in the AI industry because they're the best at developing AI systems, Intel.
Correspondent Kelvin Chan. Meta is racing to construct its largest data center yet, a $10 billion facility in northeast Louisiana, as big as 70 football fields, requiring more than twice the electricity of New Orleans. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.